CBS News, this is Frank Settapani. The United States and China may be heading for a diplomatic Donnybrook over the status of China's leading pro-democracy dissident. Fong Lijie and his wife have been hiding in the U.S. Embassy since troops moved through Tiananmen Square cutting down civilians. Now an order for his arrest is out. U.S. Ambassador James Lilly says he hopes the two governments can work out a deal.
I hope to God it can, because I don't think we want irritants in the Chinese-American relationship. But we Americans stand for certain things, and I don't think we're going to change. And I think the Chinese stand for certain things, and they're not going to change, and then you strike a deal.
The government continues to make mass arrests of its opponents and, as CBS News correspondent Bob Simon tells us, to publicize them.
It's remarkable. Other regimes which beat people up and then put them in kangaroo courts and make them sign false confessions try to conceal it and deny it. China for the last few days has been advertising it, literally advertising it, on the world's largest television network. It seems to demonstrate that for the authorities, China's image in the international community is nowhere near the top of its priorities.
Bob Simon in Beijing. ABC News says it's deeply distressed the Chinese authorities intercepted a satellite feed of a man-in-the-street interview in Beijing, put the tape on television, and then used it to arrest the man for rumor-mongering. The Beijing man told ABC 20,000 people died in the crackdown on China's pro-democracy movement. Chinese officials say only 300 died, mostly soldiers attacked by ruffians. Soviet President Gorbachev begins a four-day visit to West Germany tomorrow. Jesse Schulman in Bonn reports that hopes are high, but expectations are low.
The Soviets are playing down the chance of a new Gorbachev surprise during his visit to West Germany. They say it's too soon to answer President Bush's latest arms proposals. The Berlin Wall remains a sore point in this country, but Soviet spokesman Gennady Gerasimov said it's not up to the Soviets to tear down the barriers that divide East and West Germany.
We now have two Germanys. We are two separate states. So it's actually, it's not our problem, this wall.
Gerasimov said the wall could come down when conditions that led to it had changed. He declined to say just when that might happen. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, Bonn.
The dollar made what's believed to be a record leap in Monday morning trading in Tokyo. It jumped more than 4 yen to 147.6 yen. Traders said the run-up was a delayed response to last Friday's report showing a sharp increase in U.S. wholesale prices, which would seem to rule out significantly lower U.S. interest rates anytime soon. High interest rates encourage foreigners to stick with dollar-denominated investments. In Garner, North Carolina, near Raleigh-Durham, three people died when the hot air balloon they were in struck wires attached to a television tower and plunged more than 1,000 feet to the ground. The fire burning in a 2.5 million gallon tank of methanol in Plaquemine, Louisiana, should burn itself out by daylight tomorrow. A lightning bolt sparked the fire. At 3 minutes after the hour, this is CBS News.
Say, Dad, can you help me decide which tires to get? They all look great.
Well, looks aren't everything. Pick the tires that sound best.
Sound best? How do I do that?
Just say Rhino Tough out loud.
Rhino Tough? Hey, what was that?
That's the Armstrong Rhino.
The Armstrong Rhino?
Sure, because only Armstrong tires are made Rhino Tough. So Armstrongs are the tires you can depend on for outstanding traction, stability, and durability.
Armstrong tires, huh?
Yeah. They're Rhino Tough.
It was the summer after high school, and my best friend Jerome and I went fishing every day at McCormick's Creek. One hot day in mid-July, we made a pact to be best friends for life. This summer, make good memories and lots of Country Time lemonade flavored drink mix. Also in cans, not too tart, not too sweet. Tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade. And hey, Jerome, if you're listening, hi, buddy.
Country Time, these are the good old days.
Some Southern Baptists will boycott the church's national convention in Las Vegas this week because of that city's reputation as a sin city. Those who attend plan to take part in an aggressive conversion drive. The man who started the Moral Majority as a political action organization for the religious right says the group is disbanding. The Moral Majority failed to get abortion outlawed or silent prayer legalized in public schools, but the Reverend Jerry Falwell says it accomplished the mission it set out for itself a decade ago. 19-year-old Alexei Sultanov of the Soviet Union captured the 8th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in Fort Worth, Texas. The event is named for the young American pianist who gained worldwide fame by winning the Tchaikovsky Competition in the Soviet Union in 1958. At the age of 17, Michael Chang accomplished what no other American was able to do for 34 years. He won the French Open Tennis Championship, upsetting Stefan Edberg in five sets. Frank Settapani, CBS News.